Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day.
Yes, this day. Ooh, I have another day to fulfill my dream, my destiny. I am so happy to be alive.
Yet arise and shine. Wake up from your slumber on this morning. If it's a physical slumber, if it's a mental slumber, if it's an emotional slumber, if it's a spiritual slumber, wake up.
Yeah. The Bible does have a verse like that. Wake up, ye sleeper.
Wake up, oh ye sleepers. It's in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4.
It says, come on, quit sleeping. Wake up. Hey, anyone sleeping this morning, get a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, when I feel like I'm sleepy, you know, and I have a great assignment for the day, boy, you got to get me. I got to get me some coffee. And I want it strong. I don't like those weak coffee. They do nothing for me. I got to get...
Need a little something with a little something power.
Yeah, I got to have some power in it.
So that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So awake, O ye sleeper. Christ has the light for us to be able to establish and do everything He sent us in the earth realm to do. All this week, we are going to be talking about don't give up on your dream. Yeah. It's closer than you think. And Pastor Beckford is teaching that word at Celebration Tabernacle Church every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So we want to invite you to come out. And we have some family activities during this month. On this Sunday, March 7th, is Family Picture Sunday. So come on out with your family. We'll have a professional photographer set up, Mr. Ah Photography, who's going to be doing $7 family portraits. So you'll get a printed 8x10 of you and your family that's taken on that day, March 7th, after service. Service begins at 10 a.m. And on March 14th is going to be Don't Give Up on Your Dream Sunday.
Watch this. I'm so excited about this because there are three distinct, let me say this, Pastor Dai. There are three distinct opposer enemy of your dream. Number one, a dream killer. He just kill your dream. He ain't going to do nothing else but to kill your dream. That's number one. Number two, a dream destroyer. You're going to tear it up. He just destroyed it. And we're going to talk how he did it, you know. Mm-hmm. One, just kill it. You have no shot.
Yeah.
The other one, just destroy it.
Yeah, twist it.
It's just twisted. Mm-hmm. The dream is out there and he just destroyed it, man. Mm-hmm. You have to oppose him. You have to fight him. And then there's another one. It's called the dream stealer. He steal it and put it in his pocket in the vault. I got my dream and somebody steal it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear those three? Mm-hmm. Dream killer, dream destroyer, and dream stealer.
That's good. So that'll be on March 14th. Don't give up on your dream Sunday. And there's homework for that day. So for that day, in preparation of that day, we are to write out our vision. We're to write it out on a piece of paper, put it in an envelope with our name on it. Pastor's going to receive those at the altar. They're going to be prayed over. And guess what? They're not just going to sit there. We're going to pick them back up. That's why they're going to be in an envelope with your name on them. You're going to pick it back up, and you're going to go out and do it.
Yeah. Hey. I from experience, I'm having a good time this morning here. Let me share an experience with you and with me. You have had that experience working on your dream, man. You're working on your dream. You're working on your dream. And here, subtle, the dream destroyer will come. Pastor, you're working too hard. You need to take it easy. I said, no, I have to take this thing hard. If I try to take it easy, I'll lose it. I need to take it hard. The kingdom of God suffer what? Violence. And the violent, what? Take it by force. You got to take it hard. Take it hard. Take it hard.
Yeah, the football team doesn't start taking it easy in the fourth quarter.
No,
they take it harder.
They take it harder. Hey, come on, somebody out there this Tuesday morning. I'm going to take this day hard. Yeah. I am not going to allow the dream killer, dream stealer, dream destroyer to take my dream away. I am not going to my grave, sorry, unfulfilled. Oh, no. You cannot go to your grave unfulfilled. Far be it from us as an oracle of the Lord God not to encourage you and not to challenge you. Sometimes we come on this radio program, man, we challenge you. That's why we're doing. We are challenging you because we love you. And we want to make sure that when you leave this world, your life was fulfilled. You live a what kind of life? A fulfilled life. You did it all. You know, I've heard the game, you know, the players, you know, whether it's on basketball or whether it's football or whether it's baseball, which is my game, when the players are out there fighting. And when it's all over, it says we leave it all
on the field.
There's nothing to be ashamed. There is nothing to be ashamed, man. We give it 100%. We leave it all on the field. That means we give it all. Hey, when you leave this world, you need to say, man, I leave it all here.
Yeah.
I give it all. I give it, I have no regret. I give it what? All.
Finish the race.
You got to live life to the full until it overflows.
Don't just forfeit the race.
Yeah.
Finish the race.
Man, we feel good this morning. Are you feeling good out there? Understanding my destiny, understanding my purpose, understanding that God is on my side, understanding that there's a vision, there's a purpose written with my name, and I wear that shirt with pride. Don't give up on my dream. I will not give up on my dream. I will see it come to pass. I will fulfill it. Whatever God calls me to do, I am going to do it. Whatever I was destined in this world to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it with all my heart.
Yes, so you could get those T-shirts by going to the Transformed Publishing website. You could click on the bookstore tab, and under that, there's another tab that says Buy Direct. So if you click on that, it's going to take you to the shirts, and you could put them in your cart and check out through PayPal, or you can choose to check out through Cash App, or you can choose to check out by sending a check or paying cash upon pickup. The shirts are available to be shipped, or you can pick them up from Celebration Tabernacle Church, which is located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. So let's get into the homework to get ready for March 14th, Don't Give Up on Your Dream Sunday. So what you're going to do is you're going to write out the vision. So the direction comes from Habakkuk. We're going to look at that now. But when we say write out the vision, you know, some people think, well, it's only for a business. No, it's not only for a business. Your vision for your family, your vision for your marriage, your vision for every arena of your life, what God has on your heart in this season. Each vision is for an appointed time. So at different seasons, different times in our life, we're working on doing different things. We're working on bettering ourselves in different life areas. So whatever it is for right now, it could be your vision for your mental health, for clarity, and whatever your vision is, the thing that you're working to build this year, 2021. So we're focusing on 2021, which has prophetically been declared our year of breakthrough.
Could be a vision for a small women's group. Just a small women's group. Small women's group, group of two or three. Because the Bible says where two or more gather. Why it has to be a massive thing? Just two. Find another lady. You have a vision. to come together and study the word. And that will multiply. Two guys come in together, three, and it multiplies. Whatever God is calling you for, it's just not a vision of a business, a vision for your family. Why God give you that family? There's a purpose God give you that family. You don't have that family just to have that family. God placed a vision in your heart how to raise that family.
And strategically positioned you
yes.
in that family.
Exactly. God placed you in that church, just not just to go there. He placed you there to learn his word and then reproduce it. Doesn't that what Jesus says? Wasn't that what Jesus says, Pastor Diana, to the 12? He says, go what? He therefore into the world and teach the good news, the gospel. Teaching them, not what you think. He says, teaching them everything that I have taught you. Reproduce what I have.
Yeah, and you can only reproduce what you're doing.
What you're doing. Come
what's
on.
Being done.
Yeah.
It becomes visible.
Right.
Just like a recipe. You have that recipe on the back of the brownie box. You have to gather those supplies. Then you have to do something for it to come forth, to reproduce what it says, to make visible what is invisible. We have to do. We have to put our hands to do. We can't just think, oh, it's all God by himself. God's going to do it all by himself. I'm just going to lay back. I'm just going to watch Netflix, and God's going to do it all by himself. No, that's not how it is. God wants to partner with you in the earth realm for great productivity.
Yeah.
He wants to partner with you. In Habakkuk, starting at chapter 2, verse 1, says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected.
Yes.
So he's listening. What is God going to say unto me? And what's my response going to be?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I'm waiting to see what God is going to say and what my response is going to be. Verse 2, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on the tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So right there in the same verse that says, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So you're like, okay, well, that don't make sense. It's saying, if it tarries, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Think about a time in your life where you've been anticipating something, and then it comes. It breaks through. You can't really remember a time when you didn't have it, like our children. It's hard to remember a time when we didn't have our children, because they were always with us, even though they had not yet been manifested in the visible. They were already assigned to our life. We were already carrying a part of them in our most inner parts. So it seems like sometimes something's taken so long. But then when it breaks through, it's like, aha, like here it is. It's been there all along, because it has. It's been in the invisible realm. And now with our doing, we bring it into the visible realm. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, good morning to Morning Breath. This is the drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. My name is Pastor Christian. I'm one of the pastors here on staff, and I'm honored to be hosting Morning Breath today. The way Morning Breath works is that we take a chapter of the Bible, we read it the night before, and then we come back the next morning.